This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1692, 30 years old and living with my parents, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today, I'm featuring a new author for you on the show. I'll tell you more about Adam right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 30 Years Old and Living with My Parents by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Yes, I lived with my parents when I was 30 years old, less than a year ago. Why would I ever do that, right? Well, let me tell you. I'm Canadian, but lived in Panama for a little less than 5 years. During that time, I was able to see my parents a little bit, but not near as much as I wanted to. When COVID hit, I decided moving back to Canada was the best option. I was so excited to get back and spend time with family. Over the last couple of months of living in Panama, I was trying to decide where I wanted to live when I moved back. Because I work online, I had the option of moving anywhere. But more than anything, I wanted to see my family. So I decided to move back to Canada and bunk in with my parents for 6 months. What an amazing 6 months we had. It was so nice to spend so much quality time with them. Anyways, the real reason for this post is about saving money where you can. I've always been fairly good with my money, but much more so over the past few years. While I was with my parents for 6 months, I was able to save up $15,000 and pay off my student line of credit, which was about $10,000 at that point. Now, if I succumb to the pressures of society where you need to have your together by a certain age, then I would have bought my own place immediately, leased a brand new car, and paid my minimum payments on my student line of credit for the next 10 years. I make enough money that I would have been able to do those things, but I wouldn't have been able to save much money, if any at all. My point is, no matter what situation you're in, don't struggle financially to uphold an image. Stop comparing yourself to others. Everyone needs to take their own path. Save money where you can and maybe splurge a little more on the things you really love. Now let's go back to the living with your parents thing. If you look at any country south of the United States and many countries overseas, it's very common to live with your parents or family until you're married. All of my friends in Panama, with the exception of two who were married, all live with their parents. They all have good jobs, they all work hard, and they all have savings. None of them were sitting at home in their parents' basement playing Nintendo, like we all think. The cost of living has never been higher in history, and our average salaries have barely bumped up over the past few decades. How are we all supposed to thrive and save money? It's becoming impossible. Now, I'm not saying you have to go live with your parents. Everyone has a different path. Maybe you have a family, or maybe you're single, or you're just getting out of school. But I am saying to think before you spend money or buy something. Do you really need it? Do you really need the top-of-the-line product? Can you save a little money with a different solution? Here are a few ways you can challenge yourself and start saving money. Number one, live on 50% of your total earnings. If you make $60,000 a year, then live like you make $30,000 a year. Take the rest of your money and put it into your savings, investments, and paying off your debts. This is the easiest way to get ahead and reach your retirement at an earlier age. Number two, get a roommate if you have the extra space. There's tons of people looking for a place to live or even to just rent a room in someone's house. Interview your candidates beforehand to find out if they're a good fit for you and/or your family. You can save about 50% more each month if you do this. Even if it's just for a year, give it a shot. If you pay $1,500 a month on your mortgage and you charge your roommate $750 a month for rent, that's $9,000 extra each year that you can put towards your savings or investments. Or continue paying your $1,500 a month and put the other $750 towards your mortgage to have it paid off much earlier. Number three, cancel some of your subscriptions. If you have Netflix, Amazon Prime, Crave, Spotify, Apple Music, or any of the other million subscriptions out there, challenge yourself to delete some. It may not seem like much if you're paying $10 a month, but it adds up over time, especially when you have several of them. Take that extra money and put it into your investments or pay something off. Number four, adjust your phone bill. There's so many different phone plans out there, so you should be comparing them. Shop around for the best deals and take a look at your data. Are you actually using all the data you pay for each month? Maybe you're able to adjust it to 5 gigs rather than 10. It will likely save you an extra $10 to $15 a month. And number five, stop eating out, or at least cut back. I get it. We all love going to a restaurant or getting takeout, but it really gets expensive when you tally it up over a month. Try to cut back on this a bit. Instead of eating out 5 times a month, drop it back to 3 times a month or 2. This will likely save you $100 to $200 each month. These are only 5 ways to save some extra money. There's so many other options. Just start thinking about it. Start challenging yourself. You'll be amazed at the ideas you can come up with. And not to mention, you feel great when you're able to save. Any little step is progress. Make a bunch of little steps, and it really starts to add up over time. You just listened to the post titled, 30 Years Old and Living With My Parents by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Adam knew from a young age that he wanted to explore and find what makes him happy and uncomfortable. He grew up as a very shy kid, but over time, he was able to defeat what was holding him down. He started to realize that the greatest things in life, whether it be your happiness or successes, all come on the outskirts of your comfort zone. Since then, he's been exploring the world and everything in between and trying to make each day his best day. He wants to share with you his experiences and hopefully influence you to make each day your best as well. To discover more insights from Adam, visit livingthisgoodlife.com. Keeping up with the Joneses or worrying about what others think of your lifestyle is a great way to squander your wealth. What other people think of you is actually none of your business. But you know what is your business? Managing your money and building wealth, because no one is going to do that for you. I think one of the ways to actually get rich is to not care about looking rich. Oftentimes, we look at how someone dresses, where they live, what they drive, and we make assumptions about how well off they are. But in this day and age, where anyone can buy anything on credit, having nice things is no longer an external marker of success. It doesn't mean you have money. More often than not, it means you're willing to take on debt. We talk a lot on this show about analyzing our spending and aligning our spending with our values, with the ultimate goal of reducing our expenses without feeling deprived. So questioning if any of your spending is the result of trying to impress others or keep up appearances is well worth your time. A friend told me the other day that she realized she was spending way too much money on her appearance, like getting her nails done, her hair highlighted, skincare, makeup, etc. She mentioned that she worked with a lot of women who were much younger than her, and it made her feel insecure about her appearance. I asked her what she thought about my graying hair and unpainted nails, and she responded that she never noticed. Now, perhaps she was just being nice, and she was actually silently judging me for not putting more time, effort, and money into my appearance. But I chose to believe her, because I know for myself, I barely ever notice the subtle difference in her hair or nail color. Even though we are the centers of our own universes, more often than not, other people aren't paying attention to us. They're worried about themselves and their own appearance. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for your support and for listening every day, of course. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back with another post for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.